The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 48. When I awoke, I was still in the Mud Lodge, surrounded by the diminutive denizens of the region. But now I was laid out on a mat and covered by a kind of nice blanket, sort of fleecy. I also had a cool cloth on my forehead. These little fellows were taking pretty good care of me. I ceased to think of them as my captors at about that time. There was no sign of the two crown fellows when I awoke, but they very quickly arrived on the scene. The one with the bad teeth asked me if I was feeling any better, and I said yes. He asked how I had come to be in their neck of the woods, and I told him about the expedition to find the lost city of Lenore. At the mention of the name of the city, I thought I sensed a change in mood in the crowd, and a slight strange look passed across the face of my interlocutor, but then he smiled and nodded. He was familiar with it. He imparted the sad news to me that it was difficult to get to. I had been suffering under the misapprehension that the most difficult parts of our journey were behind us. He mentioned a great desert, the Big Sandbox, he called it, but I did not take this to be its actual name. I asked him who he was, and he replied that he was Totalo, one of the twin regents of the Macambi people. His boyfriend Lando was the other. It seems that the Macambi men and women live in separate villages and only really associate for the purposes of procreation. The rest of the time they live what is sometimes called in our Western civilized culture an alternative lifestyle, although amongst the Macambi it is the norm and not the alternative. When I commented on his excellent English, he replied that he had gone to school in Wales, which made it even more remarkable. Apparently a number of the Macambi had attended university overseas, many of them on track scholarships. It seems that this diminutive people excel in running the 800 meters. Only the 800 meters. You cannot induce them, no matter what, to run distances over 800 meters, and they refuse to run up on their toes, as they consider it foolish and demeaning, so that fairly effectively eliminates all of the sprints. It is the same for both the men and the women. At any rate, amongst the Macambi, I found quite a few who spoke English very well. The Macambi, I noticed, have a tendency to travel about in groups. In all my time amongst them, I never saw a single Macambi. They were always in a group of four or five at the very least. They also have a rather intense manner about them. They believe strongly in eye contact, and they will sometimes stand and look at you for a long time without speaking. The effect of a group of short men in cod pieces silently staring at you can be disconcerting at first. You soon realize, though, that they mean nothing by it. I asked Totalo if he had any idea what happened to the rest of my party, and he replied that he had not a blind clue, but that he was sure one of their raiding parties would turn up something before long. The term raiding parties made me a bit nervous, as I thought it might indicate some unsavory activity on the part of the Macambi. And I was right. It did.